Mikudeshes by an ordinary Sela, Sela Shel Hefker, Sela Shel Mikudeshes, a Shaila by Sela Shel Shneim. What's the yesod of this halacha? Exactly why is he Mikudeshes by Sela Shela? What's the basis of the suffix by Sela Shel Shneim? The way we learned Tosfos based on we saw in the Rush, the suffix had to do with Ritzui of the woman. The basis for the Kedushin by Sela Shel Shneim would have to be that there was a separate Nesina L'Tocheka. If you understand that she was some Chadaita for Kedushin, you can have the Kedushin with that. Rashi mentions the fact that it was her Chatzer by Sela Shela, so what would be the suffix by Sela Shel Shneim? So Tosfos asks, and the Rishonim ask on Rashi, that the Gemara in Baba Basra tells us that you can't be kona one shutfit from the other in the case of a chatzir shel shutfit. So what's the suffix over here? The Rishonim give the answer according to Rashi that the man is makna spat in the chatzir to her, and that could be the reason why she mekudesh is again midin chatzir. Then we had the approach, and we explained exactly how that works, what kind of kinyan would it be, but that was the way that they learned in Rashi. And we mentioned the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid is a whole different approach, a very unique shita here. We noted the Tosfos Rid over here, the Tosfos Rid in Gittin. The basic yesod that we saw in Tosfos Rid is that you can have a kedushin based on a kabbalas kesef, but doesn't need to be a form of zechiyah of kesef. You don't need the darchi hakinyanim. If she says to place it on the ground, it's not even her ground, it's hefker, selav hefker. But you know her dasis for kedushin. For example, if she would add the words v'akadosh anilach, which what we mentioned in Rishonim, that could be what differentiates this case from cases earlier, that we say is mekudeshes, like the case of Ariv. So if she would say that I want kedushin, it could even be deposited al gabi karka. Says the Tosfos Rid, it's not a problem of what we call, let's say, bagitin tri gitech me gabi karka. It has to be dafka v'nasan biyada direct. He says no, because here that which you're putting it on the ground for her, that's called the kabbalah that she's mekabel the kesef. The Tosfos Rid says this consistently throughout our sugya. That's the yisod of amnas sheyikablem li. In the earlier Gemara, not the pshat that you made them a shlecha kabbalah. You can't do that if it's not b'fanav, Tosfos Rid said. So how does it work? And it's, otherwise it's mili. You can't have somebody make them a shlecha kabbalah for you. You have to do it directly. So how does it work? This idea that ki'ilu sam b'yada dami. And so it is over here. Sela, if you know you have ritzli for kedushin, it could be a sela shel hefker. The shayla of the Gemara has to do with whether you have ritzli for kedushin, but as far as the actual nesinas hakesef, this is his yesod, and this is what we saw also in Masech Gittin by the Gemara there. The Mishnah talks about karav la migureshes. So Yochanan explains it means even mea amma koshi yachol gashomro. That's a halacha that Gemara says is unique to get Gittin amru below the ba'acher. Says Gemara, it says v'chein le'ne kedushin in the Mishnah. Okay, kedushin too. The yatsa v'haisa. So it goes together. Only gittin, only kedushin. What kind of halacha is that? What makes gittin the kedushin unique in this regard? Some rishon learn the special din the rabbanan by gittin. You have to be mafkir the kedushin from afreya, and they can't separate gittin the kedushin from gittin because of the hekesh. So it's all din the rabbanan. Rashi, not mashma that way. We'll soon come back to Rashi. Rashi says gittin amru because bal kocha misgareshes. Tosfos Rid runs with this idea. He says, you know what? Bal kocha misgareshes. What's the idea? How can you throw a get into a chatzar and the chatzar is kona for her? She doesn't want to be kona. The answer is the gedder of the kinyan of the chatzar is not a kinyan chatzar. Kinyan chatzar can't work bal kocha of the bal chatzar. It's a halacha that she's mekabel to get. Kabbalah. He's mekabelit. It's not migidrei kinyan. We know that the Ksos says in Siman Reish that could be that get doesn't require an actual kinyan. It should have to be zochin the get. V'nasan biyada. The Ksos makes that argument that get doesn't require an actual kinyan, that she's zochin the get. We thought maybe, based on the lesson of Yerushalmi, HaTorah Zichsalo, that once you have enough of the Yada, Memele, there's a Schir that comes, that kicks in as well. Either way, this is the Yisod of the Tosus Rid. You don't need that she's Kone Bedaki HaKenyanim, she's Mekabelet. And this is what he's saying over here as well, that Kiddushin has the same halacha. That would mean Kiddush Shtar, because Shtar is just like the Get, it's just about that she's Mekabel the Get, she's Mekabel the Shtar Kiddushin. And so too over here, Regabe Kesef. She doesn't have to be Zoche the Kesef, she's Mekabel the Kesef. She identifies the spot that you should deposit over there for me, that's called that she's now Mekabel the Kesef. We have to know how to answer the Avni Miluim's question on the Tosus Rid. Avni Miluim asks in Siman Lamed Zayin, what do you need a new din of kedusha b'din arif? Adav Zayin, Rav is halacha. If after all, let it always work because of this new special din that she can say, deposit it over there. What do you need a new din of b'din arif? The Rav learns out b'din arif that it works, but yeah, no, whatever you'll say, it's considered good enough for kesef kedusha. Of course, because she said, give it to the Arif. We have to talk more about Arif today with the other Rishonim, but the thought that we had was that the Yisod of the Tosus Rid is that you're putting it over there because it's for me over there. It's for me. That's where I would have put it. I'll claim it from there afterwards. So that's called she's Mekabelet through your putting it where she designated as the spot. Midin Arif is different. Midin Arif means that he's getting it. She's not getting anything. He's getting the Hana, he's getting the Matana. She said, give it to him. That has to be a new halach. That if you give it, Al Pitzi Vuya, we'll see different ways to understand Arif as we go on in the Gemara, back again to the Sugya of Arif. That's a new halach. That if you give it to someone else, based on what she identified as, you know, do that, give it to him. So that allows for a kinyan as well to take place. But if she would say, it's there for me, and that would be Almanashti Yikablem in the earlier Gemara. She Yikablem Abba V'Yavicha Uploni. That doesn't mean I'm giving a gift. Tenei Uploni means it's a gift for him. Almanashti Yikablem means that it's there lying for me over there. That's the spot I would put it, so you put it over there. That means I'm a Kabbalah that way. Okay, you have to know if this is the answer or some other answer, but I found other Achronim also struggle very much with this question, Avni Miluim's question. This Yisod of the Tosus Rid, Chayr, what do you need a din of Arif? So this is what we thought. Just one more thing before we go on now to the next part of the Gemara. So we wanted to come back to Rashi and suggest something along the lines of the Tosus Rid, Bidas Rashi, but not exactly. How different is it? After all, Rashi says, Tosus quotes Rashi with the word dechatsera konala. Tosus asks if the gather of Sela Shalah is midin chatser. So what's the suffix of Rabibi by chatser shosneim? Of Sela shosneim? We know chatser shosneim ain konim zemizem. One should have kept the kona from the other. So we have the answer of the Rishonim. They assume that it means that the man is makna spat. Good. You want to say maybe Rashi meant something else. Rashi holds that the geder of Sela Shelah, even though Rashi says the word chatser, Rashi doesn't say the way Tosus quoted it. Chatsero konelo. Rashi's words are chatsero shel adam konelo v'hareo kimishim kablasu. Maybe Rashi's saying something very precise here. Not as dramatic as the Tosus Rid, to the extent that Tosus Rid says even karka shel hefker, even sela shel hefker, she can say I'm a kabbalit through you putting it over. The Rashi wouldn't go that far, but within the framework of the Tosus Rid, the framework of the Tosus Rid is that you don't need a zechiyah be'etzem by get by kedushin, you just need a kabbalah that she's a kabbalit. So what are the standards for that? Tosus Rid goes as far as saying, literally anywhere. It could be in the middle of Hefker. That's called Amakabalit. Amakabalit because you put it over there, and that's where it is for me. It's over there for me. Rashi Yotzi has to be more of a Shaychis to Tahar. A Rishus that has some basic association with her being Konan. Does it mean it has all the trappings right now to be Konan Mitzad, what its qualities? Maybe not. Maybe the Sarah Shalom wasn't Nishtameris. But it's, the halacha is Chatzir Shalom Konalo. That's called a Kabbalah. She was Makabalit. Comes Rabibi and says, and what about a Sarah Shosneim? Remember, Sarah Shosneim means that if someone else wanted to be Makna something to one of the Shutfin, it works. It's just specifically one Shutfin to the other, it doesn't work. So now we could argue that given that this is a Makom Kabbalah for her, for her raya, someone else can be Makna something over here. So now, in terms of the Sheared Sela, it might be good enough that if the man gives it, puts the Kesef and sell it on Sela Sosneim, that could be enough to be viewed as she's Makabalit. Because it is a Makom Kabbalah. Where Hefker Rashi would hold, no, that far Rashi wouldn't go. But if it's already something that she has a stake in monetarily, that could be Konan, that could be the suffix of Rabibi. Because maybe yes, maybe not. Maybe nevertheless, it's not called a Makom Kabbalah. Because it's, after all, vis-a-vis the other partner, you can't be Konan, so it's not enough to be even as a Kabbalah. If you want, you could say that from the perspective of being a Makom Kabbalah, it for sure is a Makom Kabbalah. But the suffix would be, if she says, put it in a spot, which is Selah Shosneim, it's not viewed as a Ritzui. Maybe it's considered her saying, keep it, I don't want it. So the suffix is not in terms of the Gedarm of what's called a Makom Kabbalah, the suffix isn't the Ritzui. But again, we're suggesting that Rashi, therefore, could be interpreted differently than the way the Ramban, Andrew Rishonu, and Rashi. Not the Peshat that it's, he's Makna Spat in the Chaser. It's that it could be viewed as Kabbalah without being Zolche. Just like Tosafot Sri wants to say it even in terms of the, you know, the broader issue of Selah Shel Hefker. And we know that Rashi, after all, Gittin, also doesn't seem to learn that Gemara of Yochel L'Shomro, Mea Amma, based on Afkin. Rashi doesn't say Afkin Rabbanan. Rashi says, because Balkocha Miskaresha, so it works by Gittin. And Gemara says, who are them Kedushin? So it could be Rashi is al derech the Tosus. But again, there could be differences by Get, by Kedushin, and exactly what's enough to be called a Kabbalah. Just to end with the Meiri, L'chora, even though Tosfos Vida is something very mechudeshes, this idea, but the Meiri brings such an idea as well, and it seems to say that could be, that the standards are unique and different when it comes to Kedushin and Gittin vis-a-vis other places. The Meiri says it. He brings this case of Chatzar HaShutfini, the kasha that they ask, if it's Kvitoras Chatzar, how can it work by Chatzar Shosneim? And he says, Ella Sharov Gaona Mefarshim Besela Shalah Shalomi Toras Chatzeru. Ella Mepnesha Me'achas Asela Shalah Umdin Hadasu Shabelev Shalom Hiomeres Kain. Veshehi Machzekes Atma Bin Mekubeles Bekach. It sounds very much like the Tosus Riz idea. That's not been said Chatzer, but because she sees herself as being Mekabelet there. And then the shayla is, v'zeu shesharu b'shosneim shema ho v'yesho chelek bo, since he has a chelek, ein ze'el komeres eni chafetz. That's like she'd say, I don't really want it. And then he goes on, so mikom makom him etarzin, going back seemingly to Rashi, she'ein sham nekhim domi mekidusha isha, she'yesh dvarim habish atetzarach loma b'shakin yonim she'ein tzvichim mekidusha isha. There are different things, different standards. And the difference is Yeshar Mekchim Gufo Shodava Hu Kanri Tzarech Kniyah Chashuva Yos Min Aisha. So it could be that what we're saying in Rashi could even be supported by the Lashon of the Meiri. Okay, this is all Binogeya, the discussion of Selah Shosneim and so on. Let's begin to think about the standards of Arev. Could we have suggested that these cases, Selah Shelo, Selah Shel Hefker, Selah Shosneim, were I to view it as a Ritzui Ha'isha? After all, Bibi's Mesupik, maybe the suffix is about whether I have Ritzui. Maybe let's try another suggestion, that the placing it on the Selah, as long as she wants Kedusha, let's say she would add the word Vakadosh Anilach, for most Rishonim, that's enough to say Ritzui. But Rashi said something else. Rashi says, who spoke first? But other Rishonim say what the difference is. If you say, I want Kedushin, then it's Ritzui. So why not consider now the idea that it should be Mekudeshes Midin Arit? So the Ritva already suggests it. Before we go on to Kelev, the Ritva says, on the case of Sarah, and this is where the Ritva is going to part ways with the Ramban, as we continue on with the next Gemara, you'll see it more carefully, more closely, but the Ritva already makes the point here. Discussions, is it really a real chatzar? Is it mishtameres? The questions about how it could work as a chatzar. And then he brings the point that the Ramban brings, that it could be that you're makna makom in the chatzar. That's the suffix by Rabibi. Then he says, v'hanachon, kimosha pirishu bali tosfus. Again, I don't know if it's our tosfus or not. Our tosfus, we went on derech the rush. But he says, the hachalami din chatzar uzechia didan asin nalakra. We're not dealing here with chatzar and Zechia. El mipnei shahotzi mamma mirishuso al piha. Okay, notice, this is not the Ritva telling you that they serve Tosis Rid. Tosis Rid is a whole different point. That's not Arev. It's a din of Kabbalah as opposed to Zechia. But he's going off and suggesting it could be an issue of Arev. The Be'alma Kaimalan, Shekeshem Shempotra Mabalova Piacherim Nischaibu Acherim and so on, that's the Sugi of Arev. Who I did by Omar Chaveru 10 months the point of Eschayvani Lach Nasanu Apiv, she Eschayvu Bahi Hana. The Ritva runs very much with the notion of the Hana. We'll see that again and again soon. That when talk about Arab, you have to speak about the Hana that's received by the person who is Metzave to do something with the money. The Avul Kuan Arab. The Who I did by Atam by Omar Chaveru Zrokman Alayam. So the Ritva is going to say, you can use the din of Arev by the case of Sarah. You can use it by Zrob Manalayam. Because Nesha Hotzi Mamma Mershuso Apiv Nishtabitlo Ba'osa Hana. Continues the Ritva a line later. Hilkach Omar Chaber 10 months Gabi Sarah. Veschai Vanilach. Vinasnu Sham Apiv Chayv. As long as he didn't come right back and take it. Because then he was not really Hotzi Mamma Apiv. And then nothing happened. But the fact that if he doesn't take it, the fact that he could take it, for the Ritva is not a problem. We'll see more of the details soon. But let's see how this plays out as we go on in the Gemara. Okay. So the Ritva is bringing in already by the case of Sarah the issue of Arif. And now we have to ask ourselves, where does the rule of Arif apply? Until now, we saw the case of Proni. And now we're considering the din of Arev even in the case of Sela, and now we're going to see other cases of Kelev as well, and then Zrok Oyam, similar. Okay, Ari, Idalia, Noah, but if it's not, we'll see if it's, you know, we're going to see another Gemara, so go, yeah.
Would we say this also? Would you just say, oh, if she initiated and said Kadesh Anilach, then you didn't say. Would he say that the case we have in our Brisa would work in the case of the Tisla Shah, it would work in time?
Correct, absolutely.
Not just the case of
Correct. In other words, if I know I have Bitsu Ya'isha, again, there are two things you have to ask yourself. Any case that hits you in this Amud, two questions. What are the two questions? Do I have Bitsu? And where's the Nesinas Kef? And that, if you have different answers, depending on the case. Dalia?
I know we're doing the other cases, but if you're going to say it's working with Din Arev, let's say like Hana, that like you listen to her, I guess that, but you'd have to explain why, when it's on a Stam Rock, why it wouldn't work. Din Arev, you still listen to her.
We'll get to the Ramban. We'll get there.
It's a Ritzoy also. If
it's a Ritzoy problem, yeah, so then we have, but I think if I would add, in fact, she would add, but Kadesh Anilach, so then what would be that? Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah?
The Rid does mention this case of Ari also. Yeah?
Let's see. We have a hands full now with the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva. Well, maybe we'll try to come back to the Rid about Ari. I told you, the question of the Avni Miluim always is looming. After everything is said and done with Tosis Rid, so what makes the case of Ari different than the case of the Tosis Rid, and what do you need a new din of Arev? I gave you a suggested answer. But he does, right, he mentions Arev, but he doesn't say, whenever he talks about his Yisod of Ki'il, some the other dummy, he doesn't say Arev. That's not Arev.
No, yeah, but I'm saying, he mentions his own thing, and then he says, Kulan im Amru, Arev does exist.
Which one are you talking about? Which
Vim Hayestel is showing us the letters.
Yeah, so, okay. So, if you would say,
Kulan im Amru, Ba'akadesh Ani Lecha, Nirali, Kimi Kadeshes.
How you know he did Arev?
Because over on two rids ago, he said that this, the difference between our case is Ba'akadesh Ani Lecha.
Yeah, but that was a case where he should have said, "Give it to, you know, give it to Ploni."
But
here we should think, "Put on the Sela." No? So according to what we suggested before, no. When it's saying "al Sela," that means she'll get it from the Sela, but she could get it from the Sela. You'll need Medinar, right? If she says, "Give it to Ploni," that Ploni's going to enjoy it. So then you have to come on to Dinavarit. But if she says, "Give it, put on the Sela," that you don't need to come on that. That you have this other Yisod of the Rid that she's makabel at that way. Yeah, again, I'm not saying this is what we suggested tentatively as a chiluk. Otherwise, you have to know why you need two separate halachas. Zog the Gemara weiter. His katshirit bekika. This is all mistam of the Braisa. Continuation of that Braisa of Tan Rabbanan. His katshirit bekika. He says to her, "I want to mekadesh you with this loaf." She says, "Tnei yu akelet." She responds, "Give it to the dog." To a dog. Eina mekudeshes. Why not? Clearly, what is she saying? What is she saying? I'm not interested. Give it to the dog. I don't want kedusha. Again, let's pose our question. Implicit in this is, were she interested in kedusha? Were she to add, for example, many Rishonim would say, were she to add the words, what? Bekash amilach, then mekudeshes. Now I ask you, why? Why would Tnei Lekele Vakadosh Anilach work? Why would it work? So you say, you have Mitzvi, but what's the Nesinas Kesef? So you could say, Midin Arif? Or you could say what? Hachab Mayaskinan, why would be Mekudeshes if what? If he gave it to Cheka, being the Russian, we'll see the Russian in a second. And we have to know why yes, why not? Could it work with an Arif if he's giving to Kelev?
Tosafrid also, you say.
What?
Tosafrid.
Tosafrid, Lechore would work, why? You could say it works because that's her Kabbalah. That, depending on whose Kelev it is, see, that's the question. See, now we're talking, if the Kelev shall Hefker, I don't know, according to my Svara that I said, it wouldn't. The Kelev shall Hefker, Stama Kelev wouldn't. You wouldn't be able to use Tosafrid's Yisod, because that's not there for her if it's going to a Kelev, that's not her Kelev. Now he does make connection to Kelev, but he doesn't, it's not clear if he means Kelev Shelah or Stama Kelev. We're talking here Stama Kelev. But she says, I'm Kudeshes with you giving to the Kelev. Could you use the Tosus Rin Svara of it, as if some of the other dummy? So the way we were saying a chiluk between Arev and the Yisod of Tosus Rin, it wouldn't be the Yisod of Tosus, it wouldn't work here because it's not there for her. If it's her Kelev, maybe, yes. So you have to go back to the Lashonus of Tosus and see whether this is correct, what we're saying, because it could be that he'll talk about a Kelev Shalah, and that's what he means. So that's like, give it to her, because it's her Kelev. Anyway, this is the diuk of the first case. Had she said Mekudesh, Mekudesh Anilach, it would have worked. So we have to know why. Vimhaya Kelev Shalah, then Mekudeshes. Okay, why is that? So that you could say, well, Mamish, you gave, you could say what? Why Mekudesh is Kelev Shelah?
No.
Hanah, she got Hanah directly. It means you gave her the Kesef, you gave her that she got the benefit directly through that. Even if it wasn't in the form of the Kesef itself, it was in the form of the Hanah of the Kesef. But if you gave that to her, you gave it to her Kelev. But no, let's say you gave her something that you said, I want you to have the Hanah of this thing. And she had that another thing. Now, that's considered. She has the kesef. So that could be separate from anything. Now, boy, Rav Mari. So that's clearly she has ritzui and this kesef condition. Good. Boy, Rav Mari. What about this? Kalev ratsa chaver ha-mahu. Let's say there's a dog pursuing her, and he throws a dog a loaf, and the dog leaves her alone. Yeah. And meanwhile, he wants to mekadesh her with that. And what she says, like, you throw it to the caliph, right? And the caliph is running after her. So now, do we say that with another she's being saved, gamma makanya nafsha, so she has das to his kaddish, so we have ritzui? Or maybe she could tell him, you have an obligation to save me from this pursuing caliph. Take, what's the suffix here? What's the suffix? Whether I have what? Most Rishonim spell out this way. Pashtus, that's the suffix. That, do we say that there is Ritzui Aisha? The fact that she's being saved from the caliph. So, and she wants Kedushin, and you have Kedushin, therefore. Or do we say that she can always say, I don't want Kedushin. I'm basically telling him I'm not interested. And to the contrary, he has to save me anyway. No, but L'chaira, if Haritzu was there, so now, why was there Kedushin? What would be the case of Kedushin? So here's it's a strange thing, because L'chaira, if you hold that Arif, it's Midin Arif, that you could have it, give it to a caliph, it's called Midin Arif, as we'll see the Rabban holds. So L'chaira, that's straightforward. Why is Kesef Kedushin? Because you gave it, you were Motzi Mama, not Pia. But strange, what does the Gemara say? Something more. What does Gemara emphasize? Because she's being saved with that hana, government kind of nafsa. What do you need to come on to that? We have to come on to that fact that she, because of the hana, you could say, as long as it's ritzui, so the kedushin is with the fact that he's motzi mama, not piha. This is, we'll see soon, the Rajba asked this kasha on the Ramban. The Ramban is of the opinion that you can have midin arev even if you're giving it to a kela, for example. It doesn't have to be to a ben das, to a bar schia. Selah, you'll see, Selah is different. The Ramban is going to hold. Because he can take it right back. But throw it to a dog, based on her telling him to do it, that's midin arev. The Rashba is going to hold, as we'll soon see, that you need to give it to a bar schia, like a ploni. We'll see the Rush is mashma with that way too, in different words. So then the Rashba is going to have a riot to his pshat. Why? Because why is he going to have to spell it out? The condition is because he's motzi mama. The Gemara should just say, because she's being saved, that's why there's ritzui. Gemara is just talking about the ritzui, not about the kesef kedushin. A second Moshe. His kachini bikikar tnei ra'ani. Let's say he tells her, I'm kachini with the kikar, she says, give it to a poor person. Enim kudeshes. Why not? She's saying, in effect, I'm not interested. I don't want the kesef. I feel ani hasamuch aleha. Even if ani that depends on her. My timer. Amar leki echad mechayav nebeyana hachi mechayves beyat. Just like I'm obligated to feed and so are you, so there's no ritzui. If there was ritzui, so again, what would be the, here it's easy. What would be the condition? So here's midin arev, straightforward. Yeah. There's also the benefits she has, if it was ani shela, I guess, that she doesn't have to feed him. But even separate from that, here clearly would have been midin arev. Had she been misratza, had she added a kaddish anilach, that's a chor pasha, that would work midin arev. Yeah, Rashi Kamat doesn't say anything. Retzacharel noshcha, that's it. So now we have to begin to look at some of the fine print here in these and yanim. Let's see. Let's go. First question. Yeah.
By a sell shel shneim, if a girl would have hana putting that on the rock, then.
What does that mean? She has hana.
She gets that.
What?
Let's say he doesn't hear that. He doesn't hear it put on her.
So again, hana, that we're going to start seeing who keeps bringing in the issue of hana. You saw the Ritva, right? The Ritva keeps running with that idea. The Ramban does not mention that. Start noticing the difference in the Ramban, the Ritva, and then where the Rashba fits in all of this. Maybe start with the Rash 7 Yud Gimel. The Rash brings the cases that we just read about Kelev, Enem Mekudeshes, Kelev Shalem Mekudeshes, Bari Rav Mari, Kelev Bat Sacharam Mar. And then the case of Ani. Says the Rash the following. So two cases he pulls out here. Agabi Sela and Tneu Kelev. What would be the halacha if there would be Ritzui? That would be apparent. Namely, she would add Bakadosh HaNilach. In the case of Tnei Gabisela, which we say is no good, and Tnei Lekerev, which is no good, and she adds Bakadish Anilach. And there was no separate Nesina except what he did, which is to put El Gabi Sela based on her say so, or Lekelev based on her say so, but clearly she wants Kedushin. Says the Rush, here's my suffix. Like before, if she would add the Kaddish Anilach, or 10 mana leproni, or 10 kika la'ani the Kaddish Anilach. Now, all these cases are cases that work within Arev, if she says the Kaddish Anilach, so it's clearly she wants Kedushin. But all those cases, the address where he's to deposit it is an individual, a human being. So do we say the same thing would be true with Kerev and Agabi Sela? Oh, Dilma says the rest, no. Midin Arev does not extend to cases like this, to a Kerev, or to an inanimate object of Sela. Oh, Dilma go, Amar Midin Arev, Ela Dumya de Arev. Only if it's parallel to Arev, the Afagab de Matalu Yade, Miyu Machilin Shachrina. In other words, the Anah didn't come directly to the Isha, or to the, again, to the case of the Arav itself, but it went to someone else. Gamma Mishabed Nafshi, but the Arav is Mishabed himself. So he doesn't explain much. We'll see more. This Shita is going to be parallel to who? That we'll soon see. The Rabbi already quoted also, B'shem. Who's going to argue that you can't use the Shod of Arav, the Rashba? The Rashba is going to say you can't use Arav for anything but a person who's a bar schir. So Srok Manarayam, we can see that case coming up in the Ramban. Srok Manarayam, that doesn't count as Arif. It has to be, but the rest has to be Dumya, like an Arif, a real person who got Hana. The fact that you are Motsi Mamon based on the instructions given to you, and even if you could say that the person got this Hana that the Ritva adds, none of that is going to work. So that's a suffix of the Rush. But there's a diuk of the Braisa, right? The diuk is, it's because she doesn't want Kedushin. Today, El Gabi Sela, because she doesn't want Kedushin, she's saying, keep it. Put it over there, I don't want it. Or give it a Kelev. So how would it be mashma that otherwise, if she said Bakasha, it would work? Why would that be? So what's the Rush going to say on that? When would the deal be valid? That if she had added Vakadosh HaNilach Mim Kudeshes, when would the deal be valid? No? No, nobody. Somebody. Okay, let's go and see it in the Rush himself. Good. Avuhecha de Lomach, okay. Vahadik Tani Bebrais is Katsuki de Mona, Tnema Gabisela. Iko Mema, the Huadin, Amma Isha Tenmana Gabisela, Vakadosh HaNilach Mim Kudeshes. Not only because she didn't say Bakash Anilach, same thing. She added Bakash, it'd be the same problem. Ella Efsher, the Kayaluhu Bahadi Hach, the Tname with Abu Avicha, or Tname with Proni, the Agav Inach Tanya Bahilishna, Agav the other cases. Well, her, what he would mean is what? He doesn't say, but what I was alluding to, her, what he means is, and the other cases, would have worked Midin Arav, right? But the case of Sela. How did the Rashi learn? How did Sela Shelo work? Or how did Sela Shoshneim possibly work? The Tocheka. He threw a Tocheka. So that would be the Diuk. Maybe the Tosis of Rashi says that. There would be a case in the Kudeshes if there would be a proper Nesina. As long as you know you have the Ritzu, then you can have another case that could fit afterwards into the Nesina Sakes. The Rashi says it's similar to the other cases, so he just puts it together. Really, the Kaddish HaNilach would change nothing here. The Yanki Ra'isi Mixas HaGdom Shekazot HaMikdash HaNarev Kasafti HaNirali V'Daiti Note. What I'm inclined to say is Dilo Dami L'Arev V'Rei L'Hachim V'Davar. So the Rashi is inclined to think that you cannot use Midin Arev. Okay, this is the Rashi. Okay, let's see in the Ramban. See, in the Tosa Rush, just for a second, I'll just point it. When the Rush explains Sela Shosneim Mai by Rabibi, how did he explain it? That the case of Rabibi Suffolk would be that what happened afterwards? What does Rush learn? What does the Rush say? What's the Suffolk of Rabibi? They throw Tocheka. Then he says, the Chen Yesh Gefarish, Ha-hai Boya, this Kachri Bekikar Tnei Lo Kelev, this Kachri Bekikar Tnei Lo Ani. So he says that also the case would be that it would be, what he mentions by Ani, I don't know, but Tnei Lo Kelev, that the case would be that it was over Tocheka afterwards. Okay, let's see what the Ramban does here. The Ran quotes it as well. Might be a little bit more in the Ramban himself. What do you want to do, the Ran or the Ramban? What do you say? Consensus? What?
No,
the Ran. Okay. You're in the Ran. Okay. Good. You voted. Okay. Sometimes a little bit easier. It's interesting. First, there aren't just this pasuk pshat in the Gemara. Why, by the case of Hatzala, the Gemara is misupuk, whether it's Yavritzu or not, by the Kelev, who's running after her. But by the Ani, the Gemara seems to say Dabar Pashut, that there's no Ritzu. What's the difference? I mean, both cases, she says to him, you're Mechuyev as well. By Kelev, that's one possibility, but the other possibility is that there is Ritzin. By the Ani, we're assuming what? That if she says give it to the Ani, there's no Ritzin. So the Ran talks about that, and he has a chiluk, he says. The Sokum a Teku, by the case of Kelev, Ratzachre is a Teku, Ula Chumra. The Afal Gav de Betnei Lo Ani Pashtinan Besamach Dafil Ani Asamach Lo Ainu Mekudesh Eshashim De Amra Lei Ki Eichad De Mechayvna Be'ana Hachinam Nechabes Be'at. Just like I'm obligated to give the Ani food, so are you. And so that's not a suffix. That's clearly an indication that she's not interested in kedushin. Because she's so machshiv her being saved, that's clearly what she wants to be. She wants to become a kedushin. Because of her ambanza, the ma'ida amrinan le'il, ma'ida amrinan agabi sela en mekudeshes, steil kev en mekudeshes. So, la b'chad gavna ninu. They're not equal. You cannot compare, there's a difference between the two cases. The tnei magabi sela en mekudeshes and tnei mekev en mekudeshes are not identical. Meaning, in terms of the inference, that what would change if she would add v'kadosh ani lach. To the tnei magabi sela, so the Ramban would argue the following. Tnei magabi sela, afilu omra bas kadosh ani lach, lav krumhu. Here already the Ramban is not going to accept the yisod amidin arid. You'll see why in a minute. It's not going to work in this case. But in the case of Kelev, if she would have a kadosh ani lach, it would work with her. So far, what have we seen in the Rush? The Rush is sort of a suffix. Whether you can apply the din of Arev beyond the case of a person to the case of Kelev or to the case of Sela. Maybe yes, maybe not. The Rush is no to not. If I say yes, so then I would argue, okay, anytime he's motzi mamon, so whether it be Agabi Sela, he put the money on the rack, or he gave to the Kelev. The Ramban is coming here and distinguishing, differentiating. And what's going to be the difference? So the Ran quotes from the Ramban. The b'tnei magabi sela afilu meskadosh ani lach lav krumhu mishum de lav midi avad apuma. He didn't do anything. What's apuma based on her mouth? He didn't do based on her word. Why? He put on the sela. So what? Did he lose any money yet? Did he lose money? It's right there for the taking. Avo b'tnei lekelev. Then iru omra meskadosh ani lach mekudeshes. What makes that different? She came and she holds me mum and I'll be on the Kodesh as midin arif. So the Ran is quoting from the Ramban that the Kodesh as midin arif need not be that he gives it to a person who has a koach of being zoche. It could be any type of being motzi mamon al piha, whether it's a kerev or as he goes on, it says v'chein b'dinim mamonis gabi stam arav ha'omer zrok man al hayam es chayev anilach I'll be mechuyev to be an arav for you zrok man al hayam chayev and mechor kedushin as well sh'al piv hotzi. So the shita of the Ramban, we'll soon see it maybe in the Ramban himself also, but the Ramban holds that there's a difference between the motzi mamon al piha or al piha whoever is mitzaveh, if it's real hotzas mamon that he would consider like throwing it to the sea, throw it to the dog, or if it's just like agabi sela. Then he brings a gemara in Hashoel and Bamitzia. And he asked to be miyashiv in that gemara, so I want to leave that. You have to look at that sugya more carefully, but chayra in that gemara, he has a kasha on this yisod from how we hold in that gemara. When the mashal is sending over something to the shoel, says, send it over to me, I want to borrow it, and something happens on the way. Who's liable? So does the shoel assume liability from the time that the mashal sends it over or not? Chayra, he's doing it because the shoel gave instructions to do it. And there we assume that it doesn't automatically work. So what makes that different? Why shouldn't you say the same idea? As long as he's motzi mamon up here, then he gives answers to that. He says that's different because it could be he never said the schayv anilach, so therefore that's why it's different. Or because he says it's equivalent to the case of Sela, because he could always, nothing has happened, he hasn't really been, he could always pull it back, he was not motzi mamon up here, but that's different than zrok man al hayam, as chayev, or as kadesh anilach, mis chayev, mis kadeshes midin arv, shal piv hotzi, zedas haramban. Then the Ran quotes the Rashba. Da achirim kosvu, de l'om l'machay midin arv, el bimotzi mamon mershusa, vishas achir ben das. Vishas bischiyasu, shazem, mis chayev zem midin arv. With the schiya of the ben das, then the other one becomes chayev. Okay, we have to trace this, track it, see more in the Rashba himself, but just to hear the outline. Avo, but motzi mamon li'ivud, ki hacha, to throw out money, it gets ruined, it gets lost, even though it's based on the person's telling me to do it. Avo, nav da'omer behedev, eschayv anilach, if the person says, I'll be mekom mechuyev, if you do that, lo mahani, v'chein zrok man al hayam, v'es kadesh loch, lav krum, v'chein das, tzas, chach mitzafadim, that's the end of Rashba. So these are very broad strokes. We have to see the fine print. But the Ran is laying out two shitas. The Rush didn't elaborate quite in the way the Ran did. The Rush gave a suffix. Do I say in two extremes? Do I say it beyond the case of a human being or not? The Ran quotes the Ramban that I say it by Kelev. I say it by Zrok Ben Olayam. I don't say it by Sela. But otherwise, I could say it doesn't have to be a bar zechia. And then the Rashba holds no. What's really underneath all of this? This is what you have in the Ran. Yeah.
With the svara of motzi mamon al piha, it doesn't have to be a bar das. That is what we said with pshat of midin arev back in Zion.
That's where we're going. Back to Dav Zion. Yeah. So what are you saying? So that's where we're going. You're thinking well, Baruch Hashem. You're thinking very well about this. What exactly is the mechanism of Arav? Good? Yeah. Kiul Kibel.
If
you say Kiul Kibel, then what?
It wouldn't be just Motzi Mamon al piha because if no one's Makabal it, if it doesn't matter.
So Kiul Kibel sounds like more the Rashba, you're saying? Because his Hana is Mayana. Okay, but you have to know. Okay. Good, you're thinking well. Let's go slow. First, let's work within the Ramban and see the shades of difference between the Ramban and the Ritva, then we'll go to the Rashba. Okay? The Ramban and the Ritva in some ways are similar, but in some ways are different, but they're closer together than the Rashba is to either of them. Okay? Anyone get that? Okay. The Ramban and the Ritva both are extending Arif to cases beyond that of Ploni. They're both in agreement that Zlok Man Alayam Ve'eschayev or Ve'ekadesh Anilach would work. Midin Arif. Tnei Lekelev Ve'ekadesh Anilach would work Midin Arif. They're both in agreement on that. They're both in agreement that a Yerushalmi that seems to say that it's not going to work if it's not a bendas, like by a cheresh, that Yushalmi is against the Bavli. They both point out that Yushalmi that we'll get to. They make a machlokis, the Bavli Yushalmi. But they differ in two things. And it could be it has obviously roots, and you have to get deeper and deeper, whatever, however deep we'll get. But obviously these are important nekudos, even though they sound like small things, they're not. Two differences, namely, the Ritva consistently refers to this issue of Hana, that the person who was mitzaveh to go and spend his money got Hana through what the person did. It's not just the motzi moman al piv, but the Hana dimension. That's something that's absent in the Ramban. And the second difference revolves around the case of Sela itself, whether that's good enough to Mechai B'dinar. It could be, it's totally in the first thing, could be. But just to simply notice that the Ramban, as we just saw in the Ran, would hold that I would apply the din of Arif to Kelev, to Nehla Kelev, if she agrees to be Kudeshes with that. I would apply it to Zerok Layam, but the Ramban says I would not apply it to Sela. And the Ritva says I would. As long as you didn't take it back, even though technically it could be taken back, but if it wasn't taken back, then that's enough to create the mechanism of Arif. That's the Nafka Mina in that case, and then in terms of the mentioning of the Hana. Let's see. In the Ramban, let's pull out a few points that are relevant. So after learning up Shana Rashi, that it has to work as a chatzer. V'had amin le'el ten mana l'poni ve'kadesh anilach. So how come there you have me din arif, and here it's only because of a chatzer of Sela Shela, other than that it wouldn't work? Why can't you apply the din of arif in the case of Sela? The Ramban learns even if she would add ve'kadesh anilach, it wouldn't change anything, like we saw in the Ran. He says, "Iko member the Hashem Shiny that came into Mabek Mamona Apuma, the Kibla Lamid in Arv Chayabes Lishalim Mamona Shakla Mine." She took money from him. She told him to waste the money, and he did. And then with that, you can create a shibud. Avol Hachi Igo Shakla Klum. Even now, Igo Apik Klum. Lishka Mamona Blazer. Take the money and go. And he says, Advar Marim, based on that it would appear, Shim Amra lo hashich mani zugayam. Vas kadesh anilach. Vizorak, mekudeshes. Vachem bedinar, vachayev kekadla. And therefore, by Kelev it would work as well. If she would say, kadesh anilach would work. By mani layam it would work. Where wouldn't it work? The cell. Just to notice where the Ritva differs on these two points. So, we forget to the Yushalmi. So the Ritva, when he discusses all this as well, where he talks about Kelev and Zerok Layam, he includes in that the case of Sela as well, beyond the Ramban. And as I noted, he brings in the Hana component. So we start reading it before again. Hanachik Mashapir Shubalitosis, Rachel Amidin Chatzir Schia, El Mesha Hotzi Maman Mershuso Alpia. So here he's saying like the Ramban. Hotzi mamon, that the Ramban said also. Apik mamon, right? The lesson of the Ramban also was mapik mamon apuma. They both say that. Whether it's going to a bendas or not is not the point. You go to a kelev. You need this motzi mamon apuma. That's part of the mechanism of art. The Ritva buys into that. But the Ritva says it in a different way. How does he put it? Nisha hotzi mamon meshiso apia. Then he goes on and he says, so too here. So he says, therefore, who had been ba'omah chaber 10 man of the proni v'schayev anilach nasno apiv shen eschayev lo ba'hi hana. The Ramban never mentioned that ba'hi hana. The Ritva is focusing on the hana. The kinyan of Arv, the shibud of Arv, needs also the fact that there's a hana that was. It's not just that I took out mammon based on what he said. You have to have received hana based on that. that can create the shiva. The Ramban didn't require that. The media who time by El Nishaoti Mamirshuso Piv Nishtabid Robosahana. The only reason it works is because since Hoti Mamishusan Bosahana, therefore what you did with it? Mali Nasto Pibim Atana Gmura. You could have given it to someone as a gift, or as El Kurayam or Makama Aved. Either way, there's that result that there's Anna. I would have, but I got to know that you listened to me and did that. So for the rush, for it's not enough just that I did what you said and I was machasim mamon. What for me to have given you something, what had to come to you through what I did? Anna. Helkach. Here comes the second difference. Says the Ritva. Temana gabi sala. Shu makam ha'ave. It's hefker. Beschai vanilach. V'nasnu sham al piv. Chayv. V'hu shalo chasem natu misham. As long as you'd come take it right back. Di chasem natu lo ha'lo avad krum al piv. V'men ishtavid lo. But as long as it stays there, so you have the shibud. Because why? Because there was I know that you got that you listened to me and you hosted. The Ramban would say no. There was no bottom one, there was no chisar and mammon right now, because I could always take it right back. But the Ritva, because he's fetching the idea of the Hana that comes through it, so maybe that's why the Ritva holds that much I have it. I have the picture of our view. Neil, Nasno Shamba Holochove Nicho Ibn Makamish in Mishtamer, the Akhaka Khazam in Atkum Sham, let's say he came back later and took it. Interesting. The Ritva, you can't take it right away. If you take it right away, the Ritva agrees, there's no other. Let's say he came back later. But in the interim, it's a makam hefki. Interesting. So he wants to say a chiddush, the Ritva, in these two lines. What is that? Does that undo the shibud arav that happened or not? Why not? Because the etzem, it was hefker. Now that he's taking it an hour, a day later, what is that? What is that? That's a new zechiyah, like anyone could take it from Hefker. Assuming that the halacha was, it was Hefker lakol. Ika mechavel chayev lo. He's meshabin and he's chayev. The maido hadar hasta v'shaklinu kimetzio hu atzlo min shemai hu daktin nalei. You got it? And it's totally in that issue about you find the mitzio in place of Rav Mitzuyim Sham, if there's a chiyah v'hachzir to the person or not. Okay, therefore, kosher, he nasno ibn makim shirab mitzvim sham, that if someone would find a mitzvah, he would be able to keep it, and if in that case he would put it down and come back later, it's like new mamon. And the chiyuv remains of chaveros chayiv lo b'manazeh, and so to mekudeshes ba'isha. But if it will be a place that kayotzi bo and matzah sham mitzvah chayiv le'achzir l'bailin, then here too, coming back would not create chiyuv arev, and isha in mekudeshes. Fine. Then he brings the discussion from Bamitzia and the chilukim that we have from that case, and he comes back again and says, "Me'ata kosha amar came the kedushin zrok mana rayam or ibud v'skadosh aniyach v'zarkom mekudeshes." Like we say before in Davav, Davzayin, b'omer mana panel according v'kadosh aniyach mekudeshes b'hanah shenasem mamonu apia. So we hear the two shinuyim between the Ritva and the Ramban, right? The Ritva brings in the Hana element, that she got the Hana, or the Arav got the Hana, and the Ritva feels that even if it was Agabi Sarah, and he didn't take it right back, that's good enough. The Ramban feels that Sarah would not work. What about this Yerushalmi? So now the Ramban and the Ritva both quote Yerushalmi, and they assume that this Yerushalmi is totally a different wavelength than the Bavli. Machok is Bavli Yerushalmi, not known. Bav Zayin, we learned this, we couldn't talk about this. We didn't know it's such a Yerushalmi. Quotes back in the Ramban. The Yerushalmi says, the way the Ramban understands the Yerushalmi, Afil tenmane leproni v'askadesh anirach. So, the classic case that we call Arif, right? You didn't know? Tenmane put Pirshu Mishum de Zocha Reisha v'choza de Zocha la'atzma. What's going on over there? Where does it work? So he says, Yerushalmi says it works because Ploni is Zocha Reisha And then Zochir Atzma. What is that? New idea. Velo Asya Aliba de Gemarin. In other words, the Yerushalmi does not know of what concept, according to the Rabban. Kedusha Midinar. What is it? Something else. It's the prony is Zochir for her and then for himself, but he's Zochir for her. That's what the intention is. He's zochet for her, and then he gets it afterwards. Continues. He says, therefore, nafkamina would be the loasya alib digmar b'sham amru. The Yerushalmi says there further, imhaya cheresh she'en lo zechiyah. Let's say the proni is a cheresh who doesn't have the koach to be zochet. In a mekudeshes. Why? Because the only reason it works by 10 man of the proni is because what is proni doing? He's zocher for the Isha, and then zocher from there to, for himself. That's what the kavani is, 10 mana laproni. But if he has no koach to be zocher, then it doesn't work. But what would we hold? What argument hold about a case of cheresh? So the Ramban says, could very work within Arv, provided that the cheresh did what? Who saw this in the Ramban? Provided that the cheresh did what? What has to happen to the money? It has to get lost. Otherwise, it's like the seller's still here. Just take it right back. I can take it from the Cheresh back also. That's what the Ramban is going to say. So the equivalent of Selah is going to be carried over to the Cheresh if he didn't spend it. If he spends it, then it's like the case of Zvokoyam. But according to Yerushalmi, it can never work by a Cheresh. The Ubazen Nir Ali from Gemara Dilan said, Kol Zman Shem Bishus Cheresh Im Ha'ra Rotsa Yachal Rachsa Rotsia Miyado Af Hiyachal Rachsa. As long as it's still available for the taking back from the Cheresh, nothing changed. It's like it's sitting on the Selah, it's taken right back. So then she could be Chozer too, nothing happened. V'chenedin ba'orif. Im amu havei l'cheresh, she'yachalom, atumim menu mo'osecha, she'lo kana l'akulom, it go right back. Vim avdo, it got lost, v'eni cholot siya mimenu ba'atzmo, chayev u'mekudeshes. She'ale mitchila amenas yotzim ha'cheresh, amu lo kev, ha'ra yosekin. So once it gets to the point that it's lost, that's different. This is the Yerushalmi that the Ritva refers to. The Ramban. The Ritva also makes mention of the Yerushalmi and shows you that that's a different shita. The Alpha B D B Shami Pierce with time at the Mills of Nation Zochal Isha Khosan Zochal Atmo, Maya Kheresh Engo Yad Witzkos Enamakudeshes, Gemara Dilan, the Medami Lola Arev, Lo also Klau Bahai Shitasa. Agamar that compares it to Arev is not going with the approach of the Yerushalmi. Vanan Agamar Dilan Samchina. But you see, according to the Ritva, what would you say if it was a Kheresh that didn't spend the money yet? The Khari is an Afghamina. According to the Ritva, if the Cheresh didn't spend the money yet, according to our sugya, would it work? We didn't know it or not. The Ritva holds that Agabi Selah, it's Mekudesh, it's Midinar, because it's Hanas. There it's the same thing. So at that point, again, it would be a carryover of the other Machokas. But clearly, the Ramban and the Ritva both see the Yerushalmi on a different wavelength than the Bavli. This requires Havana. What would be the assault of the Yerushalmi to disagree with Midinar? Rava was mechadish midin arif, and Yerushalmi doesn't know such a halach. So what does that mean? Yerushalmi does not agree with the whole din of arif either, or the Yerushalmi specifically disagrees with applying arif to what? Could be what the Yerushalmi is disagreeing is to apply the standard of the din of arif to what? What did Rava do? He says mekudeshes midin arif, and then fell to b'chayilin mamona. So here yet you have to think yourselves, what would be the basis of the Yerushalmi's disagreement? L'chor, the Medin Arev is a straightforward halacha. That Arev can be Meshubed based on whatever Hotzi Mamon Al Piv, it could be that Yerushalmi doesn't disagree with. Maybe what the Yerushalmi disagrees with, according to Ramban and the Ritva, is how Rava applies the Din of Arev to Kedushin. Because what do you want to accomplish with this Kesef? Not just this chayvus of the arev. What do you want to create? You want to create that the kesef is kona Eshekinegdo, that the kesef is kona, the isha. So this type of a situation where all I did was I was motzi mamon al pi based on her instructions, based on his instructions, to create the reciprocity of what kesef can do. Maybe the Yerushalmi would hold that would not work. No, Rava was mechadish something based off of Arif. Maybe that's where the Yerushalmi disagrees. Maybe that means the Yerushalmi would hold you can't do it to be kona isha, you can't do it to be kona karka either. Or I guess you could also make an argument that the Yerushalmi would agree that it works by kinya karka, maybe only by isha it doesn't work. Why not? Maybe because of the idea that ein kicha ela bekesef, which means that kedushin has its own paradigm separate from the kinyan of kedushin. What does Rav Chaim say after all? What does kedushin require? A maisa kicha. I'm just giving you suggestions. Maisa kicha bekesef, that cannot be accomplished through the chrism of midin arev. Unclear. What would be the basis of the Yerushalmi dismissing the din of kedushin midin arev? Is it also benogat using it for karka, or also only got the isha? And what would be the reason? But it's a different idea. Why would it work? Because he zocher le'atzmo, and then zocher le'isha, and then zocher le'atzmo. The Rashba mitzad sheni has a whole different perspective. The Rashba we saw already in the Ran alluded to. The Rashba holds that the din of arev only works when you're giving it to a bendas. It could be zocher. Why? Let's look at the Rashba. Where is the Rashba? But what does the Rashba have a support from? For the Rashba, does the Rashba have a machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi? Or for the Rashba, does it all mesh together? What the Ramban and the Ritva bring from the Yerushalmi, which is cholik and the Bavli, for the Rashba, it's not a machlokas at all. Let's see the Rashba together. Let's see the Rashba. First of all, he has a kasha on the Ramban. Let's start from the ikasha. Everyone have that? The ikasha lach. Afil b'sara she'eno shala. Amai eno mekudeshes midin arev. The ha'havirei k'ten mana l'proni v'es kadesh anilach the mekudeshes midin arev. So why not allow for kedusha midin arev by sara she'eno shala? So, yesh betarzim, the hasam shiny, the ka'amar ves kadesh anilach. That's because by arev she expressed willingness for kedushin. Baruch de kavasa here as well. Who holds that way? Whose sheet does that? That it would work if she would ever kadesh anilach, it would work with sarah shall anybody? Who holds that if she would ever kadesh anilach, it works? The Ritva. That is the Ritva. So that's one sheet. The Yesh Mefarshim says the Rashba, the Hachav Ahasam Adam of Kaddish Anilach. In both cases, she could serve as Kaddish Anilach. And yet, by Sarah, it wouldn't work. Ela the Hasam de Mapik Mamon Apuma, by the classic case of Arif, when he's taking Mamon out based on her, V'yayva Hupranya, and he gives it to so-and-so, Tisu lo matzi ilatu kinumine, you can't take it back from so-and-so, then mechayva il midin arev, v'yokach mikudeshes. That's where it works midin arev. Abel hacha lo apik midi apuma, here he didn't take anything, he wasn't losing any money based on her. D'ibay ha deshokelu minasela, he could take it right back from the rack. So that's why it's different. But if she said to the, so what is she saying now? That it could be that by Sarah it won't work because you can take it back, but Zrokman al Yabis Kadashanigach or the Caliph, it works. Whose sheet is that? So far, the Rashba is quoted. The Ritva, it would have worked by Sarah if she had a Kashanilach, then it brings Ramban. It wouldn't by Sarah, but it would work in the other cases. Fact the Rashba, the Kashali, if this is correct, he has a Kasha on the Ramban, we'll have to know how to answer it. The Imkin Bahaya Kalabat Sakhareha, the case of the Suffolk, Lo havele le meimar. The Gemara didn't have to bring in that who hanah the kamatzah lo minei gomer mekemes katsa. With that hanah that she's being saved, he's mekadosh herself. Why mention that? Hachi havele le meimar. You should say not about gomer mekadosh nafshu. We're not talking about what is the kesef. We know the kesef. The kesef is the money that was given away, that was thrown to the dog. That's the kesef. What should the Gemara be saying on the side that it works? The last thing should have been different. Not that you had no goal in Makanya Nafsha. You should have said, Havi Lamema came to Matsila Mine, Lashem Kedushin Ka Amra. All the Mashiach said was Lashem Kedushin. But as far as the Mashiach says, Beyond Kamatsu Gamma Makatsha, we got Makatsha. The Kesef is what you emote to give to the Caliph. The Das of the Isha was a Kedushin. Why is my focus? That was the kesef. The Abachohan, all these cases are always tapkalon ella, the only something was the same condition ka'amra. In which case, Tanei Bishvili ka'amra. Or the daitchot, it means you do it for yourself. But rather, the Lashna Gemara is not that way. The Lashna, the words of the Gemara, Bahi Hanah, the ka'amar, is mashmawat. The Iker Taima, the Tanei Lekelef, Bani Chel Gabisela, Eino Ella Mishun, the Loshaka Midi de Los Kadesh Bey. Because there was no, he didn't take anything. V'chihaya kerevat shachadeha. Afagav duloma masav shal kikur kasakla. Aye, what about, so the case of the caliph, so why would it work? The answer is, ha'isla ha'nas ha'tzala. The shavu kiputa. There's ha'nas ha'tzala. That's worth a puta. What's the case of kedushin, according to the Rashba, by the caliph running after? What's the case of kedushin? The ha'tzala itself. But the Ramban would have said, what's the case of kedushin? The money that the kikur they gave to the caliph. The Rashba says, then why does the Gemara speak about the Hanah that she was being saved as the Kesef Kedushin? Alma Lamishim Dura Amr Viskadish every time. You see, the problem is not because there was no expression of Kedushin. Because to the contrary, Afagab Dura Amr Viskadish Anilach Enimu Kudesh, it's the Holo Shakamidi. Says the Rashba, therefore, Mistava, so we have to know this is important Kasha in the Ramban. Mistava Dura Om Enimu Kudesh, Ella, Bishop Pasta Yadav Kiblaso. She extended her hand and got the kesef. Oh, she'amra litno leben das. Shehi mikud kadesh es bedin arif ki ilu kibla sohi. So what would work for the Rashba? Either she takes the kesef directly from him, or she says, give it to ben das, which is as if she was receiving it. That's bedin arif. Or, another possibility, the case mentioning Gemara, he's saving her the money to give the food to the caliph. She's gotten the benefit from it. So that's cool. He gave her something. He gave her the savings of the meal. So the Rashba, that's the only time you have kedushin. It could be straightforward. She took kesef. Or she says, give it to Ploni, a person. Or if he gave her the hana of serving of the meal. And the Afag Abdullah of his Kashinagach Mikudeshes, the Kosha Amis, Kashini Bazeb, Amat Neoli, Enet Fichom, Kashinagach, the Kosha, okay. The Chain, the Chain Abish Amr, Lot Neoli, Proni Ben Das, Mikudeshes Midin Arif, Vahuda Ka'amra, this Kashinagach, like otherwise, stop taking it, give it away, I don't want it. Avalokam is Kadosh in the Mekudeshes. That's the case of Tzneim Avalavicha, Tzneim Ani, because he didn't have Kadosh Anilach. Aval Amrelo, Tzneim Kelev She'enu Shalah. Let's say she would say, give it to Kelev, Stama Kelev, Ve'es Kadosh Anilach, or Vanichel Agabi Sela She'enu Shalah, even if she had Kadosh Anilach, Inami, or Hashkech Manaliyam Ve'es Kadosh Anilach. What would the Rashba say in the Mekudeshes? Because it can only work with an arif if she says, give it to Ploni, because then you could say the Kabbalah Ploni is like hers. Why in this case is not going to work? V'shelo kibla mimenu hi kadesh diskadesh machmas hanah d'matila minei. What creates condition with an arif according to the Rashba? That the hanah, what hanah? The hanah of the other person. The hanah of the Ploni is viewed as if she got that hanah. This brings us back to the Rashba, remember, on Dav Zayin. And the Rebbe Kibeger over there. Their Hanah is like it's my Hanah. V'lo midin arvus. In the Navas of Mishnah Sel Baschia, v'sa'arven. Okay. And now you see when he quotes the Yerushalmi, k'she'inu amakabat baschia in kandin arvus. And again, you see, you can read it yourself. It's coming late. The Kelebat Sachada Inimus Kadesh is Machmas Mamasil Sokikar. That's why the Gemara had to bring a whole new idea in by Kelebat Sachareh, just a few lines down. It's not the Mamasil Sokikar that's going to be Makadesh by the Kelebat Sachareh. Even if she was serious Kadesh Anirach, it won't matter. Machmas Hanoas Hatzol. He's bringing back his class that he had on the Ramban before. Hanoas Hatzol, she chashuba lo kipruta. Uki'ilu kibla imamish pruta miyado. Now you see, when he quotes the Yerushalmi, he has no problem here with the Astira Babi Yerushalmi. For the Rajba, the Yerushalmi is the Babli too. But after he brings the whole Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi says, it's Zoche, she Zoche L'atzmo, Zoche L'isha, Zoche L'atzmo. The Rajba learns Pshat over there, V'lad Zoche Mamish L'isha Amru. Doesn't mean he's really Zoche L'isha. What does the Yerushalmi mean? Zoche L'isha, Zoche L'atzmo. Asa'uhu kezoche le'isha. It's asa'uhu kezoche. That's that yisod of Arev itself. What's the yisod of Arev? It's as if that Hanah was received by the first person. Just a second, Isaac. I want to show you an interesting Lashon HaRashba in the Tshuva. Shulchan HaTshuva is a Rashba Chelo Kei Kuf Nun Dalet, discussing a story there has to do with possible ribbis. And then in the middle, toward the beginning of the Tshuva, he writes, when you do something b'tnao b'shrichuso, teda. Sorry, Arev, ain't a makabel miyad halova v'lo kulam. Arev didn't get anything from the lova. Afil hachi, v'hi hana, d'kayohi v'lova b'diburo, n'shtabid nafshei, ki'ilu bo hamamon liyado. What did the Rashba say? The Hana of the other person is Ki'ilu Kiblahi. That's the Yisod of Arev. That's the Asur Kezoche of the Yerushalmi. But that can only work by a bendas. What would you say? An interesting thought. We talk about cheresh in the Ramban, right? A cheresh is not a baraschia. So that's where the Yerushalmi would hold that it can't work because it's a new halacha, not midin arif. And according to the Ramban, it can work if the cheresh spent the money because that's the halacha that it was spent based on the instructions. According to the Rashba, if it's not going, it's going to a cheresh, right? So then it can't be, what would you say there? According to the Rashba, there's no zechiyah, so there's no hana that they got that I, what would be if it were a katan? So there's shittas by a katan, they can be zocha la'atzmo, but not la'acherim. So if you understand the Yerushalmi, that he has to be zocher for her and then for him, katan can be zocher for somebody else. But a katan could have zechiyah la'atzmo. But according to the Rashba's understanding of the Yerushalmi, what is the idea? If that person is zocher, then that's viewed as if it was received by the Isha or by the Arev. So then even zechiyah la'atzmo should suffice. You don't have to have the koach of the abaschi la'acherim, just to be zocher. So the Yerushalmi's, according to the Rashba, would allow a katan but not a cheresh. But the Yerushalmi, according to the Ramban and the Ritva, would disqualify a katan as well as a cheresh. Interesting. And one last thing, and then Isaac, your question. So now when you read the Gemara in Daf Zayin, that how does Arev work by Kedushin according to Rava? Just like by Arev, Afagav de lo mati hanal liyadeh kamishabe nafsheh hayitza nami, Afagav de lo mati hanal liyadeh kamikanya nafsha. So how do you read the Gemara? So according to the Ramban, what's the reading of the Gemara? Lamati Analiyada, simply what? So what makes Mekanya Nafsha? What is it?
He lost it.
He lost it, and it so that because he motzi mamon based on her. That's enough. If you don't according to the Ritva, it means so much. Hana what hana? The etzim kaseh, but it's a different hana. It's hana that he listened to. According to the Rasba, what's the idea? It wasn't the direct hana. It's the hana, the vicarious hana. Hana of the other, of the ploni. That's what works. It works for the makabel, for the isha. Isaac.
I think my question was answered.
It was okay.
It was if we were only applying the Rashba from Daf Zayin in the Das or the Kiva Eger, or also how we were originally reading it. But
good.
It sounds like it can only be throughout how we were defining it through Kiva Eger that it's all the Hanna that he's getting, she's getting.
But it is. I mean, it's not a steer from Kiva Eger. I think it works. That Hanna is right. That's the same Hanna. Anyone else? Yeah, Avraham.
So according to the Rashba, our Gemara, does he kind of have to say that there's two problems with the case of to the dog that wasn't hers? Like,
according to the Rashba, it wouldn't work, but it has to be, you have to view the new Kesef. The Kesef is the savings of the Hatzalah, or the Mishtar, so that she gained the meal, that she doesn't have to give.
Not the one where it's that the dog's running after, just in the where it's Shalah or not Shalah.
Kelev Shalah, so that he says because she benefited the meal that she has to, she speared
it. Is there also a problem with Ritsui in the case that doesn't work? I mean, would you agree that there's a problem with
Ritsui? Or there's a bigger problem. You think going to the Rashba, the problem could be fundamentally, it's not a Kesef either.
Yeah.
Could be. Okay, but there's a lot of depth to this, but we at least scratched the surface, which is a big deal. Okay, good. Okay.